redakcija za kulturo, komunistične vede,
komunistične vede.
Redakcija za kulturo, redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede.
Kulturne novičke v glavnem.
V tokratnih novičkah si bomo pobliže ogledali delovanje kulturnih predstavništev drugih držav v Sloveniji. Ker danes obeležujemo dan mađarske kulture, smo si za sogovornika izbrali Balasijev inštitut, ki v Ljubljani deluje pod okriljem mađarskega veleposlaništva. Inštitut je dobil ime po Balintu Balasiju, mađarskemu pesniku iz 16. stoletja, ki je za časa svojega življenja premoženje vložil v organizacijo šole. Kot pesnik je znan predvsem po svojih ljubezenskih pesmih, pri čemer naj bi se zgledoval po Francesku Petrarki. Balasijev inštitut v Sloveniji deluje eno leto. Odtlej skrbno prirejajo jo različne dogodke, namenjene utrjevanju stikov med državama. V zvezi z njegovim delovanjem in poslanstvom smo se pogovarjali z direktorico inštituta, gospo Biborko Molnar Gabor. Glede na to, da sta Slovenija in Mađarska tradicionalno v dobrih odnosih, nas je zanimalo, zakaj je naša država tako pozno dobila mađarsko kulturno predstavništvo.
So basically the UPR Cultural Institute was the last one to be opened around Hungarian neighboring countries. And the main reason that we didn't open it before is basically a financial reason. In the last few years, Slovenia and Hungary also became strategical partners, but it's not only the political relations which became more active, but also the cultural relations with the Maribor Cultural Capital and the Hungarian EU presidency, and also the economic relations and economic ties. So it was high time to open an institute in our last neighboring country as well last year. And this happened at the occasion of the prime ministerial visit.
Kulturna društva in centri, med najbolj znanimi v Ljubljani so Francoski inštitut, Ruski center znanosti in kulture ter center Danila Kiša, pogosto predstavljajo tudi referenčno točko za predstavnike diaspore. Kdo so torej Mađari, ki živijo v Ljubljani?
There are a lot of Hungarians living in Ljubljana. There are two main groups. One group is an older population who moved here from Serbia in the frames of Yugoslavia. And the other one is young families who came to work here in the last few years. Altogether, I would say that there are at least 1,000 Hungarians in Ljubljana. Of course, the Institute's aim is also to keep this community together. So we have children's programs and other literature programs and dance programs for this community.
Veleposlaništva v sodelovanju s kulturnimi centri navadno skrbijo tudi za širjenje znanja jezika. Le primer je iransko veleposlaništvo, ki financira poučevanje perzijščine na filozofski fakulteti in na univerzi v Novi Gorici. Zanimalo nas je, ali ima Balasijev inštitut v načrtu kaj podobnega.
Yes, that's right. We started with the Hungarian language course last semester, and we will continue this semester from the 1st of March. The language courses in this case are in the Hungarian Cultural Center, and it's the Hungarian lecturer from the Filozofska Fakulteta who is holding this course. Also, we have an introductory free of charge course named Okusimo Mađarsko, and the next one for this, if you would like to get to know the Hungarian language, culture and taste a bit of Hungarian food as well, will be on the 1st of February and the 15th of February.
Ker so bile v Budimpešti pred kratkim uspešno izvajene štiri mini opere mladih slovenskih skladateljev, nas je za konec zanimalo, kako inštitut vidi možnost za vzdrževanje stikov med državama v prihodnje.
Exactly. I think that there are a lot of areas still concerning our cultural relations which are to be developed. Hungarians and Slovenians don't really know each other, and I think it's not only in the area of culture and gastronomy, but also, for example, in the area of sport and natural side. So we would like to reinforce this area of cooperation as well, and we would like more and more Slovenians to visit our country and introduce them to Hungary here at the Institute as well.
Koncertu ob dnevu mađarske kulture boste lahko prisluhnili v Cankarjevem domu. Na sporedu bodo samospevi in izbrana zborovska dela Franca Lista, Benjamina Ipavca, Franca Gerbiča oziroma Frana Gerbiča, Zoltana Kodaja in Bele Bartoka. Bolj klasičnemu začetku bo sledil nastop cirkuške skupine Uj Muravidek iz Prekmurja. Zaključujemo z novico, da programski svet RTV Slovenija izbira generalnega direktorja. Za mesto se potegujejo trije kandidati. Sedanji direktor Marko Fili, nekdani kulturni minister Uroš Grilc ter Igor Rozman. V svojem programu se je Marko Fili zauzemal za povečanje ugleda radio televizije, Grilc za spremembe, ki bi povečale kakovost, Igor Rozman pa želi v javni servis unesti posodobitve in sodobno organizacijo. Seja sveta bo potekala za zaprtimi vrati. Vrata v svet mađarske kulture vam je odpirala Zala Pavšič.